Hello.
Hey, Mark, this is Sahak with Local Splash. We had spoken on Friday about the Google listing. Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, fucking good for you, man. All right, even with
really?
Game.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
I was hoping
in my underwear playing a video game, so I'm not the computer.
I was doing the same this morning. That's funny.
Yeah. All right, so let's go over and grab a piece of paper. So pretty much I just have a lot of questions about, you know, you have to answer the bullshit, because I, I'm a plumber, you know. I understand the ideology of the SEO, the advertising, just the generic ins and outs of what's the paper?
Like the mechanics, right, how it works.
Sure. Hey, you be quiet. Come on, puppy. I understand the mechanics of it. I just, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing, and I don't know what I need to do to ultimately reach, you know, customers. And the online presence portion is, you know, the biggest thing of the trades nowadays, aside from building a customer base, which is obviously a beautiful thing. But what I need, obviously, is more just organic new calls coming in, and I need to figure out how I get that. Noodle! The dog's name is Noodle.
Come here. Yeah, I was going to. What type of dog is it?
Yeah, it's a little Australian Shepherd. He's a puppy. Come on, buddy.
Oh, that's what I had a couple, but yeah, we had an Australian Shepherd too. When I lived back in Washington State, we lived on a farm, right? Big farm. So that's what they're known for, is like herding, you know, animals. So yeah, those things, man, they got some energy. Hard to keep up with sometimes.
Oh yeah. And it's 8 o'clock in the morning, so he's fucking trying to do his thing.
Right. Exactly.
So anyway, so pretty much I'm trying to figure out what I need to do. Here's a big thing about the plumbing trade down here in Austin is that in the service side, the money, it's like a fucking license to print. There's no other way to really put it. Now we're running off of purely a friend's referral who gets overflow work because he's an old guy, single shop, and a residential company, and we're still cranking out between $30,000 and $50,000 a month. With one van. So if we can get if we can get 10 more calls a week, we can turn that into another $20,000. We can turn that into another van. If we can get 15 calls a week, 20 calls a week, we can turn that into another $40,000 a month. You know?
Right. Yeah, I remember you said before, you're trying to get another van moving. Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, well, here's how this is set up here, is that me and another guy went in together to start this company. I'm still working at another plumbing company, and he's running the calls. I'm running the back end of everything because I'm a little smarter than he is. His name's Joe. This is a guy, I think you talked to him, or one of you guys talked to him, but he's a good guy.
More tech savvy. You're a little more tech savvy. I got you.
Yeah, he's a West Texas fucking hick. So.
Right. He's a he does his thing, but like the technical side is a little, you know, less.
He's fucking retarded.
Involved.
But,
okay. Nice.
But with that being said, so I'm trying to, I'm tasked with pretty much figuring out, how do I get my ass in a van? How do we get that, you know, that revenue? So
right, and then phase yourself out of the 9 to 5.
Correct, yeah, because I don't want to, because right now the only reason I've moved over is I'd be a burden on the new company. Although we can afford it, it doesn't make sense, you know?
Right.
So I've been, you know, moonlighting it pretty much on the technical side and the software side, and then, right, you know, so that's the goal. But again, I need to know, how do I get from point A to point B, and what's it gonna take, what's it gonna cost, what do I need to expect?
Right.
The big thing is I don't mind paying for services. If anything I've learned in my career field, I was in the Army for a decade. I've only been doing plumbing for about 5 years. The only thing that the one thing I've learned is that, you know, you pay for good service, you can have expectations. So I prefer to pay for good service so I can have expectations, because I expect delivery, you know what I mean, of whatever I purchase.
Of whatever the service be, yeah, right.
Yeah. So that's the big takeaways from, you know, my thought process. So I don't know what you guys think you can do for us, or if you think you can, like, help fulfill those needs,
definitely.
What that process looks like, but that's what, you know, I'm interested
in. For sure. Yeah, I'll give you, like, a quick breakdown. So, like you said, I mean, the main thing is just saturation, right? Getting you everywhere, which is one of the main things we focus on, is exposure. So we don't just put you on the first page of Google. Now, of course, that's the best part. That's where 90% of the calls are going to come from, because, you know, that's, as we know, where everybody searches for, well, I guess pretty much anything, right? So We focus there, but we're also putting you on a multitude of different like directories. So all the most popular ones, of course, like, you know, Yahoo, Better Business Bureau, Yelp, I mean, you name it, Apple, even like Alexa for like voice activated searches. So they could even be, you know, talking to their phone, car, Alexa, whatever it is. You guys will still pop up. And then we also have you on sponsored ads. We do Google ads and Facebook ads. I usually lean towards the Facebook ads just because, I mean, they have a lot of great marketing tools, but also they convert much higher. And then the clicks are only 10 cents, right? Versus with Google ads, it's about $10. So you do get more range with the Google ads. But yeah, it's just all around. I mean, the Facebook just converts better, which is in the end is what we want it to do, right? Then you're also going to have like a tech team, right? So who is handling all this. If you wanted to run a new promotion and stuff, they're there Monday through Friday to also do that. You can pick their brain about that. Keywords even. I usually, unless you guys already had some set up, I have them recommend ones that have high search volumes for that area. And then certain areas maybe that have higher income, right? So we can kind of gauge it that way too, higher, bigger jobs, you know, things like that. Then also you have tracking system. So we're able to actually track all this for you too. So we can see what areas you're being searched in the most, the keywords that you're being found for. We even help you get more reviews that way. Let me take a look here. You do already have a website, right? And was it you that built this, or did you guys outsource that? Or
so here's my salty beginning of this is that I got with a company, I found on Google to build a website for us. And the idea was, hey, I need a basic website. You know, at that point, this is about, you know, a month and a half ago, we just needed to have something for the professional aspect of it. But they ran me through a loop, which really pissed me off. Ultimately, they had a really bad tactic. They say, like, hey, we'll make this website for you and do your GMV for $1,000. And it's like, all right, cool. Like, well, sounds great. Making a basic website, set up my GMV, and that's all I need. And then, I don't know, maybe a week later, they call me like, oh, hey, it's going to be another $800 for your emails and your domain name. And I was like, okay. You should tell me that to begin with, but okay. Here's your fucking $800. And then a week later, they call me like, hey, it's going to be another $700 to get it hosted. And it was like for a year. And I was like, you guys are fucking pissing me off. Like,
yeah, this is crazy.
To begin with is $1,000, which I, like I said, to begin with, I wouldn't have minded paying $2,500.
Right.
They just come out and said, hey, in the end, this project
is costing $1,000. Crazy results, then, yeah, okay.
Sure, but yeah, but also that's what we got. And they're supposed to be doing SEO shit, and they're supposed to be doing other shit. But they ended up not setting up the GMB. I just set up the GMB, and that's just a Google thing now. Google makes it a fucking nightmare to set up your GMB.
Oh, my God, yeah, I know. That's why that's one of the first things we do, because, yeah, it is, for sure.
Yeah, it took me a month to get it set up.
Yeah, there you go.
So, but GMBs, we're already set up on GMB, and that's from me. We're already set up on Yelp. That's also from me. But either way, we ended up paying $2,500 for that website. The website, if you want to look at it, is anytimeplumbingaustin.com.
Yeah, I'm actually looking at it now. So it's not bad. Yeah. No, not at all. So you're still paying for the hosting, or where are you at with that?
I paid $700 for a year of hosting.
Guess they're going to host it. Because we also do websites. But, I mean, if you're happy with that and then they're already hosting it, that's okay, too.
Yeah,
we also do hosting.
I would say for now, I mean, and here's the thing. Here's the problem I had with what they did is that typically I'm not going to price check shit as long as it makes sense. Like, $1,000 to me made sense. Like, that's a building. And I also didn't expect a website this intricate, to be frank with you. I'm not going to say I didn't want all this. This is fine. But I was looking for something much more basic just, you know, as a starting point. But with that being said, I don't know what the norm is. What is the norm to pay for hosting? What's the norm to pay for a domain name? What's the norm? You know what I mean? But $1,000, I didn't have a complaint. I didn't care if the norm was $500. I'll pay you $1,000 to do a good job, you know? But when it got to that $2,500 mark, it's like, hey, motherfuckers, like,
now it's trying to push it a little bit. Yeah.
And it's some, and I hate to sound like a dick, but it's some fucking Indian tech company they're out of Austin. And one of their guys, like I was talking, when they sent me that shit for another $700 or $800 at the end to host it, I was like, motherfucker, I'm 30 minutes from your fucking office. Like, I will go down there and fuck y'all shit up, because one of their managers down there got rude as shit with me about it, you know.
Oh, and they take that kind of money from you, and then they're rude too. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I have not had a good experience. That's why, again, they're supposed to be doing SEO shit, but two things. One, I don't know what the fuck they're doing. I know they're signing up for SEO shit because I keep getting emails about creation or cancellation of certain accounts. I can't remember what it was, but it was always like you were talking about some, it wasn't like Yahoo or Yelp. It was other shit.
Some other one. But, yeah. You know, a lot of those, it's actually not good to sign up with some of those because you end up getting a lot of spam calls more than anything.
Oh yeah, and I'm sure we have. But
yeah.
But either way, I've had a really bad experience with those guys. So again, to touch base on the expectation is like, just like someone hires me because I know what the fuck I'm doing. If I go and say, hey, you need a new water heater, the hope is, so plumbing has become a sales thing too. So I get the sales aspect of it. The hope is at that point, I've built the trust and you trust that you need a new water heater and you trust that I'm going to charge you and do a good job, you know? And
Right. Those
guys did not do that. I analogized it to the fucking manager that I talked to. I was like, dude, if I told you it's $1,000 for your water heater and you're like, fuck yeah. And then I come set it in your living room and say, okay, it's another $800 to put it in the attic.
Right.
And then
all of a sudden,
in the attic and I'm like, yeah, hey, it's another $700 to fucking hook it up for you. You know what I mean? You should have brick on my goddamn hood. Like, but.
Yep. For sure.
Anyway, so I don't know how we're going to transition. I don't know if I already emailed me. There's an issue with the website. The request quote doesn't work because there's no fucking CAPTCHA. So.
But
I emailed them about that last night. That needs to be fixed. But other than that, if I'm just going to have to email them and say, hey, I need you guys to fucking transfer your liability or whatever the fuck it is to these guys.
Right.
So you guys want to be access. So.
For access, so they're the only ones that have access to the site. Do you like own the domain and everything?
I should, yeah, because I bought the domain.
Oh, okay, so yeah. So for sure. Yeah. So there's two ways we could do it. Because everything else, I mean, you can just stop, you know, there's no transition. The website would be really the only thing. So there's two options. So one, you can transfer the domain and the site to us and then we run it, you know, doing the analytics and everything, traffic, or you can have us build a new one. And then you don't even have to worry about it at all. But of course, I know you already put money into it and they already built it. So maybe just have us run it. Most likely would be the best part.
Yeah. Yeah. And then as we go, if there's, again, I'm not averse to spending money. I'm not afraid. So if there's things that need to change on it, things that are fucked up, that's $2,500. I'm not going to eat the entire amount because I don't want to pay $2,000 for a website, but if I need to dump some cash into it to make it proper. I've already accepted that. I'm going to bite that fucking bullet.
It looks fine. I wouldn't say change anything, but yeah, go ahead.
Well, one, I know, like I said, two things I know need to change is that one's a quote that needs to be fixed because who knows how many people have tried to use that feature. The only reason we know it doesn't work is because an existing customer emailed us after he tried to use it. So who knows how many customers haven't, you know, been able to use it.
And right. Exactly. Yeah.
But the other thing is that if you look at reviews on there, the generic whatever reviews that fucking they typed up with some fucking...
Yeah, I'm looking at some of them.
Yeah, and it's like, yeah, that's dorky. But what are you thinking? What's your guys' process? What's kind of the goal? What services do you guys offer from like basic intro to like the more?
Yeah, I'll give you the stuff. Right for sure. I'll give you the breakdown here. So for what's offered, so what we're talking about is everything that's pretty much included in what we do. The only other difference between something else would be Google Guaranteed. Now, what this is I don't know if you have any experience with that. Do you know about Google Guaranteed at all?
I looked into it, but I got enamored in other things and didn't have time to actually submit paperwork for it.
Oh, okay. So you do know about the process. You would pass like a, background check and you have license, insurance, EIN and all that.
Yeah. We're 100%
legit. Oh, okay. Okay, cool. So, yeah, so we can actually get you set up with that too, if you like. So I'll give you the breakdown, just like differences, right? So the good part about them is, I mean, you're covered, right? Up to $2,000 for each client. I mean, and these are actually qualified leads. So it's not like Angie's where, you know, it's,
yeah,
you don't really know what you're getting and then this way they even record the call. So if it's not, you know, a good lead or whatever the case is, they refund you. And they don't make it impossible. They actually make it pretty easy. You know, and the leads, you know, you can put them on pause if you wanted, and then that rolls over each month until you come back on. So, I mean, there's like, they make it very easy because they know how all these other companies treat people, and, you know, they kind of created something that's much, much better and actually, you know, good for the client, right?
So
that would be the main difference.
So the Google Guarantee, I thought that was just like a verification process. Is that actually a lead generator or like a...
Yeah, it's a paper lead service, right? So, you get a lot of other bells and whistles, right? So that's the main difference. Now, what we are already talking about includes all the services that we provide besides Google Ads and the Google Guarantee. Now, Google Guarantee, we haven't had anyone cancel that because, honestly, it's one of the best services we have. So we can set you up with the already existing one we were talking about with Google Guarantee, you know, if you want it. That's the only main difference. It would be to add on Google Guarantee to the already existing one.
Here's the thing, and we probably will. We do have a Yelp, and I did their free shit for a while there, but we only got a couple of organic calls from it. Yelp is ass, dude. Yelp is the fucking
that's what I've heard.
Shit lead. I assume that
I think it's mostly for restaurants anyway, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if you try and buy leads off of Yelp, they charge like $90 a lead. And then on top of that, they sell it to five people. So they make fucking, you know, they're making $450.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly. We have like a running joke about that here, kind of like they're a lead selling service. They're not really a lead generating service for clients. It's not.
Correct.
Yeah, it doesn't work like that.
Yeah, but you have to have one, you know, just so people who like Yelp can.
But no, again, like, you know, people see you on Yelp and they're like, oh, hey, he's on Yelp. Like, it's really, that's it. That's really the good part about it.
No, and that's it. Yeah, and then I canceled all of it. I mean, not all of it. We still have a Yelp, but like I think you have to pay like $150 a month just to have a fucking profile picture and your license verification status on there. So all that shit got closed though. I don't pay for anything on Yelp because we didn't get very much out of it for that 3 weeks or a month that they give you for their like a free advertisement and all the bells and whistles. But you use it. I think we got like two true leads from it. And they were both fucking just tire kickers. Ended up being
nightmare
calls. Yeah, it's a good place for like a budget. If you're a budget plumber or budget whatever, you know, car detailer or whatever the fuck you are, then it's a great place for it. If you're trying to fight for a bid and you're going to be that low man, then it's a great place. But we're not a high end. We're a middle of the road company. If a company charging $1,000 for a service at the high end, and the handyman shitty plumber is charging 400, we're charging 600, you know? So we're in the middle on that pricing scale here for the area we're servicing.
Right. So having good advertising and good placement online would be good for you because middle of the road sometimes actually gets more of the attention because they're like, hey, the service is good and it's not the top price. So, I mean, people are kind of, they gravitate towards that.
Right. Yeah, the thing is, it's already extremely profitable. It sounds like a shit on my floor. You little fucker.
Oh, nice.
Where are you at, bro? What are you doing, shithead? Get up. Get up from up there. But anyways, I am interested in the Google Guarantee. I mean, the Google Guarantee alone, I like the ideology of having, it sounds weird, but just your little green check mark on Google, I assume, helps that.
Exactly. Because we would have you on the local map, of course, also, but then you also got that green check and people are like, oh, wow, they're like verified through Google, like Google backs them up. So it's just like a whole nother level of authenticity and professionalism and what have you.
And I value Google's little green check mark over Yelp's, you know, fucking bullshit. I really don't value Yelp is what it comes down to.
No, exactly. And most people, it's mostly consumers that do, you know, people that actually are in the trade or have a business, they see the other side. You know what I mean? Like we're talking about.
Like, you dump $1,000 in a Yelp, you may organically make $2,500. And it's like, yeah, it's not a fucking good ratio after you pay the other bills. So,
right.
But anyway, so yeah, I would be interested in the Google Guarantee portion to get that rolling.
For sure. Yeah. There's just like a, like I said, the process, and you said you looked into it, right already. So you kind of have an idea.
Yeah. I kind of started it, but I can't remember what stopped me, from completing it. Probably fucking the need for sleep. I don't know, but
something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, it's definitely something we'll need. And then of course, someone to manage Google Ads. I understand that, you know, the package isn't going to include like, hey, you pay us $500 a month and, you know, we'll also advertise $500 on Google for you. Like, I know that's not how it works, but we'll go with whatever level you guys recommend through the app.
For sure.
And Facebook.
And then, so let's see here with the, do you have, I know you have your GBP, but do you guys have, at least 5 reviews?
We have 3.
Okay, perfect. Because you get 2 by, say, yeah, I just make that 5, exactly, within like the next day or 2. Perfect. Okay.
I got friends. All right. So.
Yeah, exactly. That's my point. Yeah, yeah. Because if you have at least 5, that's one of the, so of course licensing is important, which it sounds like you definitely have that. Insurance, EIM, but for the Google business profile, the 5 reviews is important too. So it sounds like we're good there. Now as for everything else, I'll give you another quick rundown. So for the local SEO and everything else that's included, so we have you on, your GBP gets optimized, right? You're on the first page, but also for Bing, the Microsoft search engine. So you'd also be on there for first page placement. And then you have your sponsored Facebook ads. So these, it's similar to like the ones you've probably seen or used like on Instagram or Facebook, but we have our tech team running them, right? So they're optimized and they use a lot of great marketing tools. Like, I don't know if you've ever had an experience with this, but say like a potential client, right? They're searching, they find you on the first page of Google or any of these directories, but they don't call you right in the moment they found you. Later on when they're in their Facebook, you know, looking through pictures or whatever, your targeted ad pops up in their Facebook, like reminding you, hey, you were looking for a plumber earlier, showing your number. They click, and then that call goes to you. So they have like a lot of things running together with the listing, right? Just getting more traction, more calls. So it's like a full service package thing. And then, like I said, you have your tracking system. There's even an app that we created called Splash Call. So you can actually see where the calls are coming from, you know, what keywords you're being found for, the areas you're being found in the most, so we can optimize as you go forward, you know, however you'd like to switch out keywords, areas, whatever it is, because we're flexible, most of that stuff. And then you have your tech team. They're there Monday through Friday, right, if you wanted to run a new promotion, new ad, whatever it is, like, you have them at your disposal. We don't work weekends, but Monday through Friday, I mean, they're anytime.
Yeah, that seems fair. So with that being said, so you guys creating the ad, and then you guys are like putting together the images and things like that, and then you guys are instituting that, or am I having to build
that?
So, how does that work?
Yeah, so I was looking, I'm searching. Do you already have a business Facebook page?
Yeah, it's, let me see what it's under real quick.
I'm looking. Okay, here we go. Anytime Plumbing 813, is this it?
Look, I've worked on a lot of them, so if you're not in our area.
Yeah, I'm seeing that too, yeah. I'm trying to find, like, a way to narrow it down so I can find it. Let's see.
What's your, you ready? I'll give you the profile ID if you want to delete that.
Okay, yeah, sure. Go ahead. Yeah.
It's 1-0-0-0-9-3-6-9-6-3-7-8-8-3-2.
Okay, so 1-0-0-0-9-3-6-9-6-3. What was the rest?
7-8-8-3-2.
3-2. Okay.
It should say it's Anytime Plumbing Austin is what it's under.
Okay, let me try to add that in there. Yep. Okay, there we go. Yep, so what they would do, they're going to create the ads. Of course, just like if you created, we created a website for you, we would also be, you know, instrumental in creating it too. So you'd have your own pictures, content, you know, reviews, testimonies, whatever you like. So they involve you in the process. It's not just them creating it however they want. They'll get approval on everything and make sure that you like it.
Yeah. Well, that, I assume that they're not going to shit out pictures of fucking.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Coming gods, right?
Some B-roll pictures. Yeah, exactly. Nothing
like
that.
My fucking reviews on my website, like, oh, that's fake.
Right, it does, exactly. It looks, when it is, you can totally tell, right, exactly.
Yeah. So that's what I've gotten set up. And of course, we do have a Yelp. But other than that, I haven't set up anything else as far as just online presence goes. I did run one ad on Facebook. I think I spent like $100 over a week or something. It had a lot of exposure, but not a whole lot came from it. I think that I kind of ran it to begin with. The first few days, I was running it USA-wide, and so that's probably a, you know, that was fucking, and it was funny to see a lot of people make that mistake. When I'm on Facebook fucking around, I'll see a fucking pressure washing company from Washington State, and I'm like, oh, they fucked that ad up.
Yeah. Right. Especially being in the business, you can, like, see more of the details that are fucked up about it, too, and you're like, oh, yeah, that's no good.
No, exactly.
So, yeah, I mean, so basically the process now, since you're already verified, that's most of the beginning process, but what was the address that you used for the verification? Obviously, we're not going to list it online. It's just for our records. Only all I have is Round Rock, Texas.
Yeah, I use my personal address in Round Rock. I live in Round Rock.
So, okay, what's the
Round Rock.
Oh, your partner too?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Perfect. So as long as it's from Round Rock, the radius is okay. You have up with the Facebook one, you have up to 50 miles. So that's pretty.
And we don't want to.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Exactly. So we can even go 30. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
whatever's good.
30. Yeah, 30 is enormous. The big thing is that there's actually an area we try and reach because the way Austin, so Austin's a metro area, right? So 30 miles in Austin is fucking a lot of miles.
Oh yeah. No, especially yeah, so it's a saturated area. It's big. Yeah.
Yeah, you're not moving at 70 miles an hour either. So, you know, even if we go 30 miles away, it's an hour and 15-minute drive. So
there you go. Exactly.
So with that being said, if you look on our website, you'll see that there's a map. And it's a little fucked up because it's not perfect, but it's weird how we kind of hit this northeast.
Yeah, I remember you mentioning that, how the radius is kind of oblong. Yeah, I'm looking at it.
Yeah, that's where we want to target. We don't want the southeast, and we don't want anything north of Georgetown. So, but we do want that southwest hit because that's where a lot of the richer clientele have moved out to, is that southwest corner of the Austin area, B Caves, Dripping Spring. No, not Dripping Spring. B Caves, Lakeway. So we got to kind of, you know, got to kind of make
it. So basically anything within here, this Florence, Gerald, Georgetown, Hutto, Taylor, all this.
Like you don't, you know, like we don't want Florence and Gerald. It's just that when they built that, when they did that.
Oh, okay. I'm going to make a note of that then. Okay. So everything else, though, in this area is good besides Florence and J-Ro.
Let me see real quick. Let me pull it up.
Yeah, just so I can make sure.
Pretty much anything on the east side. Like, we're not going to go to Elgin. We're not going to go to Taylor. We're not going to go to Thorndale. Like, the line really needs to go. So do you have that map up in front of you?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
So it needs to cut off just north of Georgetown. Like, right where Liberty Hill is on the left side?
Yeah, yeah, I'm seeing that. So that line would go, like, right there above Liberty Hill and then straight across.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. And then on the right side here, we would take it at Hutto and go straight down with it.
Oh, so, and then no Taylor or Elgin.
Or Thorndale. Yeah, all that shit needs to go. Whatever is that in the top right, yeah. So that box needs to be cut. And then, pretty much the bottom side needs to be cut off at a little north of Buda. So to where we're kind of barely touching Dripping Springs there, and we're like, what is that, 290 is the highway. That's on the south side of Austin there. We would go just below that, 290. Right below the world then, pretty much. We go like, on the map, you know. You go just below that.
So basically, from what I'm gathering, so no Florence, J-Rail, Taylor, Elgin, Thorndale,
Kyle,
Buda, and Kyle. Yeah.
Yeah, you cut all that shit off. Because you're getting down towards San Antonio at that point. And there is a San Antonio Anytime Plumbing. I don't want to shit on their stuff. So.
No, of course. Yeah, you're stepping on any toes or anything. So as for areas, right, specifically, because you can have up to 12 that we target, like, specific. So, let's see. From what I'm looking at here, I don't know if I have quite 12, but I mean, I think it's like 8.
There is. Yeah, you would have Leander, Cedar Park, Round Rock, Georgetown, Pflugerville, Hutto, Austin itself. Then you'd have Bee Cave, Dripping Springs, and fucking Lakeway and Westlake would probably be our core areas. Now, Westlake is an Austin address, but it's an area all in of its own that really needs to be hit because that's really where we do most of our service, where we want to do most of our service. So.
Okay, gotcha. So, let's see, I'm just listing some of these here. Let's see, Georgetown, Hutto, Okay. And then let's see. Round Rock, Pflugerville. Okay. Let's see. Round Rock, Pfluger. Can you give me that quick list again? That way I don't have to keep looking at the map. I got Georgetown, Hutto, Round Rock, Pflugerville.
Leander, L-E-A-N-D-E-R. Cedar Park, two words.
Cedar Park, Lakeway.
Lakeway's one word. Westlake.
Westlake.
How many is that?
Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8. So we got 4 more.
8. That actually is, Jonestown and Lago Vista, both two words. That should be good.
Jonestown and Lago Vista, okay.
Yeah. And that would be kind of it. The big thing, whenever I do those type-ins like that, like let's say when I was doing Google, is that, It cuts out all the ETJs and all the county area, which is a fucking lot between these towns. So when I try to advertise, it's like, okay, that area is fucking Round Rock, but it's the ETJ. But if you type in Round Rock, it doesn't give you that because it's part of the ETJ. So it's just, it's annoying as fuck for me, but.
Yeah. For sure. I can imagine. Now for the keywords, you're going to have up to 15, but from what was already listed on your, Yelp listing, we can just kind of narrow these down to a top 15. So what I have, because I think it's like 20 or 25. So backflow services, bathtub and shower repair, drain cleaning, faucet installation, garbage disposal installation, gas line services, sump pump, pipe repair, sewer services, sink repair, toilet repair, water heater installation, bathtub and shower installation, drain installation, emergency services, faucet repair, garbage disposal repair, sump pump installation, pipe installation, leak detection, and sink installation, toilet installation, water filter services, and water heater repair. So like I said, it's more than 15, but of the ones I listed, maybe we can narrow it down like a top 15?
Yeah, I would say that...
is there any, like, from what you heard, maybe to take out?
Are you going off the Yelp you said?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Give me 1 second. I'll pull it up myself. I'll give you
okay, perfect. Yeah, let's see. I'm going to count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 12. So that's 24 then. There's 24. So we got to take out a few there.
Yeah, those are doubled, like garbage disposal shit and stuff like that. So.
Yeah, I was going to say I heard a couple, right, that were doubled.
1 second. Where am I going for my fucking keywords here?
If you scroll down, you'll see it'll say like one or two of them, and then it should say more with a plus sign. And once you click that, it should show them all. Services offered, I think, is the heading.
Oh, I actually need to go to my profile. I never got really super familiar with Yelp because of the I knew coming into this, it wasn't fucking good. So
for sure. So why take the time? Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Let's do. So you got like let's take out. Or I guess I'll just go through and maybe you can check or copy paste or whatever. Leak detection will be on there. Pipe installation, gas line services.
So let's see. Leak install. I'll just go. Let's just like go through them again that way. Like I'll just do them one by one that way. It's easier that way. So leak install.
Leak detection.
Pipe install. Detection. Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Where are we at? Well, are we on pipe install or leak detection?
I already got pipe install, so pipe install, leak detection.
Gas line services.
Gas line, okay.
Bathtub and shower installation.
Bathtub, shower installation, okay.
Water heater repair.
Water heater repair, got it.
Drain cleaning.
Okay.
Drain installation.
Yep.
Sump pump repair.
Okay.
Pipe repair.
Pipe repair, got it.
Sewer services.
Okay.
Bathtub and shower repair.
Okay.
Water heater installation. We also need to have tankless water heater installation added to that.
Yep. Tankless water heater installation. Okay.
Toilet installation and toilet repair.
Okay.
Emergency services. We definitely need to be on there. We're at
25. Oh, yeah, definitely.
A big mission needs to be hit hard. I know that the company I currently work for is only 2 years old, and I'd say fucking 30% of our customer base has come from emergency and after-hours calls. So.
Oh, yeah, so you already know that that's where it's at. Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's a lot of money in that because you know how things are nowadays. Crazy.
Oh, yeah. Well, we charge $169 just to go out after hours or weekends. But the big thing is you do a good service. It's just it's a really good opportunity to get it. You're tapping into a customer base that no one else is. Not no one, but, you know, very few people are tapping into.
But a lot less.
You just show up, don't act like an asshole, and they'll call you 6 months later when the water heater goes out, too, during regular hours. So what do we add on numbers here?
So let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 13, 14. Got one more.
What am I missing? Got gas, got sewer, got water. Water treatment services.
Okay. Water treatment services. Okay. That should do it. Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, got the areas, got that. You guys are licensed and insured, got that part. Now, just for the information, now we're not going to list the address online, you know, unless it's a brick and mortar, but what is the address that you want with your verification or, you know, you for your GDP?
It's 3733 Penelope Way.
Penelope Way, Round Rock 78665?
Yep.
All right, yep. Just want to make sure. And then the phone number. Now, I know you gave me this secondary number, but the original number, the 512-885, that's your business line? Is that the one you'd want listed?
Yeah, that is the business line.
Okay, perfect. And then what's a good email for you?
admin@anytimeplumbingaustin.com.
Anytimeplumbingaustin. So admin@anytimeplumbingaustin.com. Okay.
Yep.
There it is. And then your last name?
Lamb like a sheep. And my first name is Mark with a C.
Oh, that was going to be my next question. Okay, perfect.
Yep.
Mark Lamb. Okay. And again, I don't know if you remember, but so my name's Sahak, like S-A-H-A-K.
Yeah.
But a lot of people just call me Hawk, so Hawk is fine.
Okay, perfect. That'll be a lot easier to remember, trust me.
Yeah, that's exactly why I don't mind the nickname, because I know it's hard to pronounce and I'm sure to remember. So, let's see. For sure.
Are you typically someone that does the management of this project or you just do the sales and then pass it on to a team?
So I'm passing it on to our technician, but I'm still the lead on the account. So anything you need, if you wanted to upgrade, you got questions, I'm still like at your disposal. So I'm going to give you my direct contact info. So you still got me. Yeah. Yeah. It's not like I can just pass you on and then that's it. No.
Perfect.
Yeah, for sure. I make sure to, you know, maybe not all of our directors do that, but me myself, I just prefer to because, you know, why not stand behind what I'm talking about, right?
It's a better, it's a better thing to do.
Yeah, in my opinion, for sure.
People don't understand that shit. It's a relationship.
Yeah, I mean, that's what business is, right? It's relationship with people. Yep. So, yeah, yep. I mean, of course.
Yeah, again, a big thing that's been going on down here lately has been they'll have a sales guy like me, clean cut, nice, you know, well put together, like aesthetically pleasing. They'll go out and sell, you know, a
there you go.
And then they have fucking three fat guys who smell like fucking tacos show up and that wasn't a racial. I shouldn't have said tacos.
Whatever it is. I get it.
And then the customer's like, who the fuck is this guy? What happened to the clean cut guy who sold me all this shit and told me he was
right? Like, Yeah, I know. But that's kind of like, that's a general, I mean, it's typical, I mean, I guess is a better word.
Yeah.
It happens a lot, you know. But no, for me, it's, yeah, you still have me. You're going to have the, you know, the trailer guy or the taco guy for, like, your technical, no, I'm just joking, but, no, I'm still here.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
No, they're actually, they're very professional. They're not, yeah, I mean, obviously, they're not exactly like me, but, yeah, they're
yeah.
They're not
bad.
Solid. Yeah, they're good. They're solid. They're solid people, yeah. So let's see here. And then for, let's just make sure we have everything. So we got the keywords, got the areas. That's good. And then when would you want to speak with the technician? And so basically, since we're on Sunday, is Monday morning going to be okay?
So what's, we need, so the big thing about anything almost is going to be time, how long it takes. I can find time anywhere. I'm a service plumber. So like if I'm at someone's house, like installing a water heater, I can step away for 10 minutes, you know, but stepping away
right.
for an hour to accomplish something is not in the best, you know, fucking case. So,
no, I got you. What about end of day? Is that better?
End of day is always the best choice, yeah.
So what I can do is, since we're going to set you up with Google Guaranteed, right, I'll set you up with everything, you know, now, like, you know, basically most of the process. Then I'll have our Google Guaranteed specialist call you, like, tomorrow morning, because that process won't be too long. And then for the rest of it, because the other one I think is going to be more like – the technical side, and if you don't have any questions, I think it'd be like a half an hour. Is that doable
That's
in the morning,
fine.
Or is that
yeah.
going to be better at the end of the day? Oh, okay.
No, I mean, we can find time whenever to do that. So.
Okay. So
yeah.
I'll set it for tomorrow morning, and if you do need to reschedule, you know, that's okay, too. You know what I mean? Like,
the big,
just let them know
the big
that.
Thing about the any of our scheduled appointments is going to be, do I need to be in front of my computer to do it? Because
oh,
if
no.
I don't need to do
just
this on my computer
phone
again, I can step away. Yeah, I can step away almost any time to, like, take a call or go over things. But if I need to be on my computer, like, we work in the field. I'm still 100% in the field working anywhere from 10 to 14 hours a day. So that's where our big issue in meetings comes up. Where, like, this conversation, I knew I need to be in front of the computer to give you information and, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
So not necessarily. Most of the information that he's going to go over with you is just basically confirming what we're already putting in. Now, the Google Guaranteed,
sure.
that you may need, so maybe just try to have that information handy, but I'm sure you probably already do. License, insurance, EIN, you know, stuff like that, like for the process for Google Guaranteed, but I'm sure you probably already
yeah.
keep that in the truck or whatever anyway, so should be fine.
Yeah, well, I have the EIN on email. The insurance, I'm not sure if I need to email you guys a copy of it or how I can
so our specialist will go over that, but I'm guessing, yeah, you probably just give them like the basic info. I don't know if they need a copy. I don't want to like say that we do and then, but just if you have it on email already, it should be fine. You can just forward it to them or something like that.
Yeah.
Cause the specialist will know all that. Of course they're not available for Sunday, but I'll just set you up with everything now and then they can kind of take you the rest of the way tomorrow. Is 9 o'clock okay? Or is 8 o'clock probably better?
9 o'clock fine.
Nine o'clock.
Yeah. Okay. The problem is I can't give you like, okay, this is a good time because like, I don't
right.
have lunch break. I eat lunch whenever I'm in between call. You know, when's that first call going to end? When's the third call going to end? I don't fucking know, dude. But I can find
yeah,
a
it's
way
hard
it works when they call and I miss it. Then of course I can call back, but I would definitely give him my, give your guys my number, my personal number.
The 254, right?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I was
thinking. Yeah. And then hopefully they come up as local splash. If they do, then I'll know I need to answer it. But like you said,
yeah, what I do actually, I'll even do is do that now. Usually I just do it at the end of the call because it makes more sense, but this is fine. So what I'm going to do is just, I'm going to text you the number that they call from, but this is also
okay.
the same
That's
number
perfect.
You can call through and get me. So you'll get a text here in just a second. Let me just type it out here. Anything for me? This is the same number. The technician will call from tomorrow morning. Okay. Make sure I get. Yep. Okay. So you're going to get that now. You should see it come through in just a sec. That number is the one you're going to see show up. So if you want to just save that as local slash.
Yep.
That'll, okay. Then you'll know it's them. Yep. And, I'm pretty sure that the, when the Google Guaranteed technician calls, it'll come up as the same number. I'm pretty sure. So either way, you're good. So let's see here. And then now as for the, make sure we have the billing correct. So the billing address is the same, the 3733?
It is.
Okay. And then that's a company card, like would have Anytime Plumbing on it or just your name?
No, it has, it is a company card, but it has, just, my name on it.
But it does, okay.
Alright,
so let's see. Right. Exactly. So let's see here. We're gonna go with the Facebook ad, so let me see what we got here.
Where's my wallet?
Okay. Now, if you wanted, we could include Google and Facebook ads, but like I said, the Facebook ads have better turnover. But like I said, you want to go full speed, so I'll leave it up to you.
I mean, I'll go with what you guys recommend as far as like tapering into it, or I mean, I don't think going balls to the wall per se is going to be.
Yeah, that's okay. That's my thought too. So let's just go with the Facebook, the Google, like the Google Guaranteed, and then if you want to add the Google ads later, then okay. But for now, let's go with like the one we were already talking about plus the Google Guaranteed, right?
Yeah, yeah. And again, if we start getting some decent traction, then maybe we'll of course add to as necessary, but yeah, let's see how it goes to begin with on like a medium, I guess whatever a medium to mid to high package would be. And then we'll again add to based on results is what it'll come down to.
Right, exactly. And then if the results are there, you want to add to it later, like the Google ads. But for now, I think, I mean, Facebook with Google Guaranteed and the GBP optimization and everything else, like that's a strong start. So I think that should be fine.
Yeah.
That's really good. So let's see.
Looking at a month here.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm adding up here. One sec. Just want to make sure I get you an accurate quote here. Okay, so we're looking at $5.99. Okay, and then you have the budget set up with the paper lead too, right?
Okay.
But just to break it down for you. So the application fee for the Google Guaranteed is $250. Okay. Then $249 for your local SEO, everything that we went over, directories, you know, optimization. And then that Facebook ads is $100. Now, like I said, each click is only 10 cents. So that's why I went with only 100. We can add more, but I mean, 10 cents a click at 100 for a month, I think that's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, just whatever you guys recommend as far. Like I said, I know the advertising portion isn't included in like the cost of getting you guys to do it. So, but we'll use that at the rate that you, again, I don't know if I'm supposed to fucking put $5,000 a month into Google, you know, or is it supposed to,
right.
Well,
not typically that much. I mean, okay. So say we added the Google ads too, right? Just to give you an idea, maybe balls to the wall will sound better this way. If I just explain how much more it would be. So with the Google ads, that would be, let's just break this down so we can see the exact. We got $5.99 for that one. And then let's see. So with this, it's $250 plus $300 plus $149 plus $100. So difference is $200. It'd be $7.99 balls to the wall or $5.99. Main difference is adding the Google ads.
So what am I doing as far as if you take $200 now it's for your guys' fee, right? What am I looking at paying Google for that?
I'm sorry, maybe I should have went over that. That's included. All your ad spends, I'm breaking that down for you, what's included. So you're not paying anything more per month besides what you're with the Google Guaranteed, like per lead. But the budget is set up ahead of time, so it just drains the budget. So you have a certain budget each month. So say we set you up with the $7.99. Then you have your budget for Google Guaranteed, which could range between, you know, $500 to $900 or two, depending on what you want, you know? So for this though, there's no additional cost besides what you're going to pay for the Google Guaranteed. That the $799 or the $599, that's across the board every month, no matter what.
Okay. So quick question for you about the Google Guaranteed. How do I, so my big thing is just kind of, I'm trying to manage numbers, right? So I have an expectation of like, okay, I'm going to be spending this much. When it comes to the Google Guarantee, because they're paying for leads, do I have to get on the computer every night and go through the Google Guaranteed leads and then reach out to them? Like, how does that work? Because that's how Yelp works. Yelp, you know, you have to go on there, like, oh, here's the jobs near you, you know.
No, so actually, it's really cool. It's actually, they make it very easy. So, say we set you up, like, I'm just going to, don't quote me on this. This is like a general, how it's been set up before. So, say you got 13 leads, I think is the minimum per month, right? And say the budget is $922, okay? Now, every time you get one of those leads, like say they call for whatever these jobs we set you up for, whatever it is, all your plumbing services, anytime you get a call, it's going to come through on your phone with a caller ID saying Google Guaranteed or LSA lead calling. So you know it's them. They call you directly. You don't have to chase them like Yelp or Angie's. It's not like that.
Cool.
They optimize it so they come to you. So you don't have to worry about it. It's just a call on your phone. That's it. Now you can manage looking at, you want to pause it, whatever the case is, but the process itself is them calling you directly. You don't have to worry about any of that.
Okay. And so so at the ad level, let's say we do the $799 ad level.
Right,
what would you say I'd probably end up spending? Do you know, do you even have a ballpark of what we'll spend on the actual leads?
Or
whatever comes in.
So you mean with Google Guaranteed or the sponsored ads like Facebook and Google?
No. Well, the sponsor is a set amount, right? Because you're paying for clicks.
Yeah, that's a set amount. So with Google Guaranteed, so I give you a general, right? That's just like a general, right? For, I think that's for general contracting. Now for, let's see here. I might be able to give you an idea. Let me try to see if I can access it through my.
If it's like $500, $600, it's fine. I just want to know.
No, the most you're going to see is probably $922. It's probably going to be less than that, most likely. Probably like between $500 to $900, somewhere in there.
Okay, those leads are better.
And then, so So the reason I like it is because they qualify, like this isn't just like you get with Angie's or Yelp where you're getting whatever they send you and then you're still paying for it. These are vetted leads, right? These are people calling for that service, looking for you. Like they clicked on the Google Guaranteed ad there right at the top. They see the information and then they call you directly. So, and if it is a spam call, solicitor, whatever the case is, you get refunded that and they make it pretty easy too. It's like, and they, because they record the calls. So call comes directly to you. The call is recorded. The only reason you're going to pay for the lead is if you set up FaceTime with them or give them a quote and like, you know, it's legit and you can understand that, okay, this is going to be a job or, you know, you did your service to try to get the job. That's the only time they're going to make you pay.
We'll go ahead and set that up.
Or, okay.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's only a couple $100, which, you know.
It's only a couple $100 more, and I mean, you get a lot more. And then say, hey, you don't like what you're seeing with the Google ads, let's just take it off, whatever, okay. But,
sure.
I mean, for now, yeah, why not? Yeah, so let's see. We're going to go with the $799 and then, you know, obviously what the budget is with the Google Guaranteed then.
Yep.
Okay. Now let's see here. I can set that up. Now first let's just get the info. So got the address correct. And then on the card, just to make sure, it'll say Mark Lamb and the business name?
No, it says Mark J. Lamb. That's it.
Okay, perfect. And then that's a Visa or a MasterCard Discovery or?
MasterCard.
Okay. And then go ahead with the number. Yep, go ahead.
5343-7100-1187-2008. Expiration is 0626. PVV is 566.
566, okay.
Same billing as my address, or same zip code as my address.
That's 3733, right?
It's What? It's 78665. Oh, yeah. No, I'm sorry. Yeah, 3733 Pinellas Way. Yeah, yeah. But the zip code.
Oh, it is?
I mean, the zip code. The zip code is 78665.
Okay. Okay, that's the one I have. Okay. I was like, wait, no. Okay. And yeah. Then we're also going to set up a security question for you. Okay. There's three options. So you know what's us when we're calling calls are more secure, obviously. So mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
First pet, Simba.
Okay.
Like
Simba?
Like
nice.
Yeah.
Love
child,
the reference.
Break.
Right. The circle of life. Yep.
Yeah, right.
Okay. For sure. Let's see. Now, I think that's good. So let's set you up here. Now, just so you know, you'll see that process now, and then the Google Guaranteed Specialist is going to go through the process with you on Monday, right? So, okay, just want to make sure. Let's see here. Okay.
And then what's the normal setup time frame? Is it only take about a week or to get all this instituted?
Okay, so for the Google Guaranteed, the process of getting verified is about, I think it's about 8 weeks. But with this, everything else, like the SEO and everything, that's set up mm-hmm. within 30 to 45 days. Now, I've seen it done faster. And the same with the Google Guaranteed. I've seen it done faster. But,
yeah.
I mean, yeah, so
realistic.
30 to 45 is the average. Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I like to be realistic. So, sure. And just so you know, with the process with the LSA, right? So you're sure, I mean, you have all the licensing needing. You're going to pass a, you know, background check. Cause the only reason I ask again is because the 250 is non-refundable for the process, like the application.
If we don't pass it, it'd be something that's our fault, so I won't fault you for it, but I don't see why we
would. That's why I wanted to be upfront about it. I don't want you to be like, hey, this guy, but you know what I mean? Like,
I like to be transparent
about
everything.
No,
I forget it. No, I mean, we have to get fingerprinted and all that shit just for our plumbing license from the state and government, from the federal government. We get fingerprinted from the federal.
Oh, so you probably have everything you need then.
Yeah. Business insurance. We have the proper master licensing and all the state board stuff that we need. So I assume there's nothing.
I find it very hard to believe you didn't. Yeah, okay. That's why I wanted to ask.
Yeah. Well, a lot of companies won't. A lot of companies will run around without a master license. They're not a master company. There's probably a lot of things in there. But no, as far as I know, we all pass background checks and all that fun shit. So we're 100% legit in everything. So I assume that we're going to be good.
Okay. That's what I had assumed too. That's why I wanted to double check because now also
yep.
You can put one or other two people on the application if you want, like people that also, you know, like go to people's houses and quote, but I think it's probably just you, right?
It's not just me. It's Joe as well, but let's not, if we don't have to, just do me. Because
no, you don't have to.
I'm,
that's only if you want
yeah,
to.
Yeah. It doesn't affect anything, does it? Like if I add people, like it's not Googling like, oh, cool. They have two people. Let's give them more shit. That's not how that works.
Right.
So, I feel like
no, not at all.
Because God knows Joe has a fucking a skeleton in his closet somewhere that popped up.
And that's what I mean. That's the only reason I ask is because let's make sure that doesn't happen. You know what I mean? Because there is a possibility maybe he does because, you know, I'm sure you haven't looked into it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. I mean, I know him, but we don't sleep together. So, you know, who knows?
Right. So you guys aren't sharing pillow talk or anything like that. Yeah.
Exactly.
So,
but yeah, so just me on there. As long as we can
so
get
that, be better,
so.
Anyway. Yeah, I figured, yeah, exactly. So let's just go with you. And then, of course, just better that way anyway. So let's see here. All right. Okay. We got. Okay, that's good. Okay, back to that. Make sure we've got everything correct. Simba, yep. All right. Okay, so let's see here.